You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the midweek edition of The Punt, a big midweek of football as well, because we've got Champions League quarterfinals and we've also got the same in the Europa League. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Dave Kellner. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thank you, Mr. Walton. Looking forward to this midweek action. I'll be in the InPlay Radio studio on Tuesday night to cover those two games in the Champions League, and it should be entertaining. I think we've got eight good teams left.
Yeah, and one of them is an English team.
Yes, which is a surprise because English football being dominated by Leicester City this season. I don't want to be disparaging towards Leicester, but it maybe shows you the lack of quality in the league this time round, perhaps. Is that fair?
Well, yeah, maybe. Leicester's record, though, you can't fault them.
They've been sensational, but I wonder whether in inverted commas, big teams have slightly underperformed this season, which has allowed Leicester City to go on this incredible run they're on at the moment.
Yeah, potentially. I probably would agree with that. If you look at the likes of Manchester United and Man City, they've vastly underperformed. Arsenal are so inconsistent. What happened to Chelsea? Where did they go? So yeah, I kind of get where you're coming from. Leicester are going to win it now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're clear. They've got it wrapped up, haven't they? I think I just win every game 1-0 from now until the end of the season. And it at halftime, you could just tell in that game against Southampton. I watched the first half and Wes Morgan nicked that header, and there was never any doubt. There was a feeling of inevitability that they were going to go on and win that game 1-0. And that's how it materialised. They had that slight bit of fortune with Danny Simpson's was it or wasn't it a handball, which it was, and it wasn't given. So you need that little bit of luck, don't you? It's a cliche. You need that little bit of luck to keep on top of the Premier League, and they had it in that match.
Yeah, there's been all kinds of cliches banded about the mark of champions and how to win ugly and all this. Yeah, but anyway, let's leave it there. Let's get stuck into the upcoming football. We've got Champions League action to get stuck into. We start on Tuesday evening, and the first match we look at is Bayern Munich against Benfica. Bayern are 1-5. The draw 5-1. Benfica are 16-1. Benfica doing very well, the top of the Premier League in Portugal, but it's a different animal taking on Bayern Munich, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It really is. Bayern Munich just squeaked through, didn't they, against Juventus? I watched that first leg against Juventus, and for all the world, it looked like they were going to win comprehensively. They completely dominated possession in Turin, and I thought, wow, they just looked absolutely superb in that match. But in the end, Juventus got the 2-2 draw, then won 2-0 up at the Allianz, and it was an incredible comeback from Bayern Munich. And they were slightly fortunate in the end to qualify after extra time, winning that game 4-2 after 120 minutes there. But that first hour against Juventus showed you how Bayern Munich can completely dominate possession and dominate even the top teams in Europe. They are 5 points clear in the Bundesliga as well of Borussia Dortmund. As you mentioned, Benfica have good form in the Primera Liga at the moment. They are 5 points clear of Sporting. And you look at the run that Benfica are on and you think, well, maybe they'll pose stern opposition. They've won 19 of their last 20 games in all competitions. Their one sole defeat came at home against Porto. That was back in mid-February. And they came through against Zenit St. Petersburg 3-1. On aggregate to reach the quarterfinals. There's no Iron Robin for Bayern Munich, which is a negative for them. However, they've got Kingsley Coman, who will slot into his position, and he scored his first international goal last weekend. He is, Franck Ribéry has mentioned that he thinks he's the heir apparent in the French national side, with Ribéry getting on, advancing in years, and Kingsley Coman's going to slot into that position. He scored in extra time against Juventus. He's in the betting at 13-10 to score any time. But the one man you've got to look at, I suppose, Mark Walton, here, is Robert Lewandowski. It's got to be, hasn't it? He's 4-6 to score any time in this game. And he's been incredible again this season. He's got 13 in 14 club appearances this year. And overall, this season, for both club and international side, 44 goals in 47 appearances. He is an absolute sensation, Lewandowski. 4-6 at home against Benfica, who are inferior opposition here, looks decent to me. And see, we've got loads of headline offers as well.
We do. Four of them are leaning towards Bayern Munich. So I'll spin through these. Frank Ribery to score in a Bayern Munich win was 23-20, is now 6-4. Thomas Müller to score two or more in a Bayern Munich win is now 4-1 from 18-5. Bayern Munich to win by four or more goals, that's 4-1 from 100-30. Stake limits apply on that one. And Robert Lewandowski, the man you mentioned, Dave, to score two or more in a Bayern Munich win is now 3-1 from 14-5. Anybody leaning towards Benfica, you can have Jonas to score in a Benfica win at 33-1. All the way up from 22-1. So that's the enhanced odds offers there.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that Benfica one, funnily enough.
Right.
I like the Lewandowski to score two or more and Bayern Munich to win 3-1. It may be a shade skinny. I do like that 4-6 Lewandowski to score in this game. And it's a good omen, Bayern Munich playing Benfica in this competition as well. They've met three previous times, Bayern Munich and Benfica, in the either the Champions League or the European Cup, and Bayern have won them all, and they've gone on to reach the final of the competition each time. They've beaten Benfica as well, so this is a good omen. And cast your mind back 12 months ago as well, they faced another Portuguese side, Porto, at this stage of the competition, and they trailed 3-1 going into the second leg. They lost the first leg in Portugal 3-1 and beat them 6-1 at home. I reckon we could have a big scoreline here. The feeling of satisfaction of having come through against Juventus in the previous round and that feeling of relief and euphoria, I think it will spill over into this game in the Champions League. I can see them running up a good number here. I quite like the Bayern Munich to win by four or more goals at 4-1 as well. I think they could absolutely run riot against this Benfica side.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the markets that intrigue me, but I think if you want a surefire winner. I think if you want something at a short price, you consider Bayern Munich a 1-5, and you've got the most prolific striker in Europe who scored 44 in 47 at 4-6. That looks fine to me.
Yeah. I always think Thomas Muller's overpriced as well.
Yeah.
He's 4-5. He scores a lot of goals. And
he's having a career season, isn't he? He's got 19 in the Bundesliga this season, which is his best ever haul. So, yeah, I couldn't put anyone off that. I just think when you compare Lewandowski to Müller, 4-6 to 4-5, Lewandowski's so much more prolific historically that I prefer the 4-6.
Yeah, wouldn't argue with you there, really. On to the other match on Tuesday evening. Barcelona take on Atletico Madrid, an all-La Liga affair. The top two in La Liga, in fact. Barcelona top of La Liga, Atletico Madrid second. Barca 8-15 to win the match. The draw 11-4 and Atleti are 6-1. A whole host of enhanced odds here as well. Messi to score and Barcelona to win is 7-4 from 13-10. Antoine Griezmann to score and Atletico Madrid to win is 14-1 from 19-2. Luis Suarez to score two or more and Barca to win is 6-1 from 11-2. And Barcelona to win and four or more goals in the match, that was 7-2. That's now 4-1, but stake limits do apply on that one. Barca and Atleti is always an entertaining game. And if memory serves me correctly, Atleti don't have that bad of a record against Barca.
They didn't, but they have recently. I mean, you're right in saying that because everyone remembers that meeting a couple of years ago in the Champions League where Atleti knocked out Barcelona. And it was in the first leg that they did the damage, really, because Neymar scored in the 71st minute, but that was just cancelling out Diego's goal in the 56th minute of that game. But a week later, Koke popped up for Atleti. And they won 1-0 and got that place in the semi-finals. But since then, Barcelona have been completely dominant against Atleti. You look at their recent head-to-head record, they've won the last six matches between the two in all competitions.
Which is quite wrong.
Yeah, well, it kind of escapes unnoticed, though, because I thought that when I came to look at this game, I thought, oh, Atleti, the way they're set up against Barcelona, it stifles them often. And Diego Simeone has this way of kind of constricting some of the flair players that opposition sides have. But Barcelona have been pretty dominant in recent meetings between the two sides. This is a different setup, I think, coming off the back of that result in El Clasico, where Barcelona were poor in that game. I watched that game on Saturday night, and There was the usual histrionics in the first half, and you're thinking, oh, this is nonsense, this game. It shouldn't be given top billing as it always is in Europe. But the second half was good. It was entertaining. And Real Madrid sat very deep and allowed Barcelona a lot of possession and hit them quickly on the counter-attack. That's what Atleti will have to do on Tuesday night against Barcelona if they are to succeed in this match. The meetings between the two sides have been tight. Just one goal separating them in the last five meetings. And I think we'll have a similar scenario here. I don't see Barcelona running away with this game and winning 4 or 5-0. If Atleti can get that away goal, which I think they will, Barcelona's still susceptible defensively, I think it sets it up nicely for a return clash in Atletico. I see Antoine Griezmann as the danger man, definitely. If you're looking at a goal scorer for Atleti, he's in the betting at 23-10 to score any time. He's got 8 in his last 9 for club and country. And even though their unbeaten run came to an end against Sporting Gijón back on the 19th of March, he scored 2 subsequently against Real Betis in their 5-1 win at the weekend. It's going to be tough for Barcelona this game, I think, Mark.
Yeah, I think it'll be tight. I think it'll be... it's hard, really, because Barcelona want to bounce back from their El Clásico defeat.
Yeah.
And they have been conceding goals, but they're not going to change the philosophy, are they? So...
They're not, and you know they've got that front three that can score against anyone in Lionel Messi, Luis Suarez and Neymar. They're all priced pretty accordingly, really, how I would expect it to be priced, because I think Atleti will set up so defensively and Barcelona will have to break them down. If Barcelona play like they did on Saturday night against Real Madrid in this match, they won't win, in my opinion. They were very, very disappointing. Messi and Suarez both 11 to 10 to score. Neymar in the betting at 11-8. I wonder if Arda Turan will play in this match. He came on for Ivan Rakitic at the weekend, and I reckon he might get a start here. 4-1 he is to score any time. I'm going for a low scoring 1-1 draw here. I think it will be a 1-1 draw this game at 15-2. And if Atleti get that away goal, which I expect they will, they'll be difficult to knock out of this competition.
I'm quite tempted by the match result of both teams to score, because I am leaning towards Barca.
Yeah.
They're 3-1 in that market, and I don't think it's a big ask to see Atleti scoring here. Look at the last two meetings between the sides, they both finished 2-1. Something like that might not be a million miles away. And to get 7-4 for Messi to score in a Barca win, by the way, on the enhanced odds, is very tempting.
Yeah, I mean, if you like Barcelona, let me just spin you through some stats here, which lead you towards a Barcelona bet. At home in the Champions League, they've only lost 1 in their last 37, and that came against Bayern Munich back in May 2013. Bayern went there and won 3-0, and of those 37 matches, they've won 30 of them. So that is a pro-Barcelona. If you're looking for a pro-Barcelona stat, that's definitely one. And prior to that loss against Real Madrid, they'd gone 39 matches unbeaten in all competitions. That was since a 2-1 loss to Sevilla back on the 3rd of October. Messi, Suarez and Neymar, 107 club goals between them in all competitions this season. You're kind of swimming against the tide if you're looking for a pro-Atleti bet here. But I think that loss against Real Madrid will have hit them hard. I know they want to bounce back quickly. It's difficult to turn form on and off like a tap, though. And I'm going for the 1-1 draw here at 15-2.
All right.
Yeah.
Just add more stats to your little portfolio there, Dave. obviously, they lost at home to Real Madrid at the weekend. But before that, the last time they lost at home in any competitive game was all the way back in February when they were surprised by Malaga.
Wow. Yeah, there's some team.
That's February 2015 as well. That's not the February just gone. It's over a year ago. It's just some home record. It's fantastic.
Yeah, they are a sensational side. I just hope that Atleti is set up correctly and try and just counter-attack, basically, and maybe nick a goal. If they get one, I think they'll set themselves up nicely for that second leg.
On to Wednesday night's quarterfinals then. Wolfsburg host Real Madrid. Wolfsburg are 15-4. The draw 3-1. Real Madrid are 4-6. Again, a whole host of headline offers here. We'll start with Andre Schürrle to score in a Wolfsburg win is 8-1 from 13-2. Bastos to score in a Wolfsburg win is 8-1 from 13-2 as well. Ronaldo to score in a Real Madrid win is 7-4, having been 7-5. And Ronaldo to score two or more and Real Madrid to win is 9-2 from 4-1. What do you see happening here, Dave? Are Real going to outclass Wolfsburg? This is the furthest they've ever been in the Champions League, isn't it?
Yes, it is. First time they've ever been in the quarterfinals. I think they will. It's Wolfsburg's first time. Real Madrid's 33rd time. So there's a significant difference in the experience they have at this stage of a major European Cup competition. And when you consider Wolfsburg only 5 years ago were beaten 3-1 on aggregate by Fulham in the Europa League at this stage, and they lost to Napoli at the same stage of last season's competition as well in the Europa League. They've done well to get here, and I think that draw helped them a lot. Playing Ghent in the round of 16 was good for them. That was probably the best draw they could have got. And you look at Real Madrid's success at this stage in the competition as well. 32 times they've been in the quarterfinals. They've won 26 and lost 6. That's the overall tie result. And they've won 6 successive games in all competitions since losing 1-0 at home to Atletico back in late February. And in the Champions League as well this season, they've won 7 of their 8 matches in the competition. Their only blip coming away from home in Paris against PSG, where they were held to a 0-0 draw. And the only team they've actually conceded against in this season's competition was Shakhtar Donetsk, and that was in a game that Keylor Navas didn't play in. Iker Casillas played in net for Real Madrid on that occasion, and he's kept 8 clean sheets, Keylor Navas, in the competition as well. I don't think it's inconceivable here that Real Madrid win and win 2-0 in this game. I quite like that bet. I think 4-6 Real Madrid is a big price.
Yeah.
I think it's a really nice price. That Real Madrid to win 2-0 is 2-1 in this game. When you consider those stats I've just mentioned for Keylor Navas and the fact they've come up against much better sides in the competition so far, that is a good price. 2-1 Real Madrid to win this game 2-0 looks fantastic. And you think of Wolfsburg and you think, yeah, good side, but they're not performing well in the Bundesliga this season. They're down
eighth
position in the Bundesliga. Just picked up 38 points from 28 games. You look through their recent record in the German top flight as well. Lost 1-0 to Hoffenheim. Drew 1-1 with Darmstadt. Lost 3-0 away at Bayer Leverkusen on Friday as well. So it's been disappointing for Wolfsburg this season domestically. Admittedly, that game against Bayer Leverkusen, they rested the majority of their star players. They'll be back. They'll come back into the lineup for this game on Wednesday night. But I think there's some good betting here available. Real Madrid 4-6 to win the game. Real Madrid to win 2-0, 2-1. Both look nice bets to me.
Yeah, Real Madrid minus a goal as well, 8-5. They could easily win this 2 or 3-0.
Yeah, easily. I suppose the minus one at 8-5, I think I'd rather have them to keep a clean sheet, because if they do concede, then they've got to score 3, I suppose, to land that minus one. That's why I'd maybe rather have the win to nil price there, a bigger price. But I don't see Wolfsburg scoring in this game. They have got some very, very talented players that I enjoy watching whenever I'm in the InPlay Radio studio. Julian Draxler is the one that stands out. He's 13-5 to score any time. We all know about Andre Schürrle as well and his exploits. He's 23-10 to score any time. But Real Madrid win this. 4-6 is a belting price.
Yeah. They've also got some really attractive anytime goal scorer prices here as well. 10-11 for Ronaldo, which is perfectly fair. 23-20 for Benzema, who's back in the team and scored that lovely bicycle scissor kick against Barca at the weekend. Gareth Bale, 13-8. He's got to come back to form at some point. You're getting good prices about players that are very capable.
He got one disallowed as well, Bale, that shouldn't have been disallowed at the weekend. Yeah. Benzema did absolutely sod all in that match before scoring. He was terrible.
Yeah, you're right,
He was maybe the worst player on the pitch. And then we're going back to the cliches. It doesn't matter if you manage to get on the score sheet, if you're a striker, if you do nothing. But he did nothing and then scored. He's 23-20 to score any time. Ronaldo's 10-11 to score any time in this match. There's some good pro Real Madrid bets, and I think they're overpriced in this game.
On to the fourth and final of the quarterfinals, and Paris Saint-Germain against Man City. PSG are 7-10. The draw 13-5. Man City 4-1. Only two enhanced odds on this game at the moment as we record this. Angel Di Maria to score in a PSG win is 3-1 from 11-5, and Kevin De Bruyne to score in a Man City win is 14-1, having been 10-1. Man City are a big price here, Dave, at 4-1. That might tempt a few people, but going to the Parc des Princes is not an easy task, is it?
It's not. It's tough. And I think defensively they're going to struggle as well, Manchester City, without Vincent Kompany, who's still out for another month, without Joe Hart as well. I know Joe Hart has received criticism this season, but Willy Caballero is not an able deputy, in my opinion. I think Joe Hart is a definite upgrade on him. And you look at PSG's record this season, they have won the Ligue 1 at an absolute canter. Yeah. 25 points clear in Ligue 1, and they retained the championship with 8 games to spare. Ibrahimovic is scoring bundle loads at the moment. He got his first home hat-trick of the season when they beat Nice 4-1 at the weekend. Prior to that, he'd scored 4 goals in a game as well. That was against Troyes back on the 13th of March, where they won 9-0. A bit of a joke league, really, isn't it? The French league, in all honesty.
Well, there was a stage, wasn't there, where Monaco were actually closer to the relegation places in terms of points than they were to PSG.
Yeah,
which is phenomenal.
It's ridiculous, really. The only blip PSG have had recently was losing to Monaco.
Yeah.
Lost 2-0 at home, which was a surprise. But I suppose it's difficult to get motivated when you are that far clear in the league. The only thing that they've really maybe not even got one eye on, but is breaking the record of winning margin in Ligue 1, which is 17 points. So they've got that to aim for, the 25 points clear at the moment. Ibrahimovic is the man to watch, isn't he? He's having a sensational season. Rumour has it he will move on in the summer. He's getting a bit long in the tooth now, so maybe one last big payday for Ibrahimovic. He's 10-11 to score any time and 4-1 to get two or more. And they looked good, didn't they, in coming through against Chelsea as well in the previous round. Won 2-1 at home and 2-1 away from home as well. I think City can score. Do think City can score. We saw them bounce back at the weekend against Bournemouth, winning 4-0. And I think Kevin De Bruyne's inclusion in that team is a major positive for Manchester City. He's 19-5 to get on the score sheet, which isn't a bad price. He's technically superb, isn't he? I saw his two volleys, one that went in, one that was saved at the weekend, analysed on Match of the Day, and just got the perfect technique, Kevin De Bruyne. And I think his comeback has given Manchester City a renewed impetus, and they'll look to take that into Paris on Wednesday night. I like Paris Saint-Germain to win and both teams to score. It's 13-5 in the betting there. And if we get any more headline offers, look at something pro Ibrahimovic. I think that's probably a good way in. A pro Zlatan Ibrahimovic bet, and PSG to win and both teams to score look to be my bets.
Their record, by the way, at home in the Champions League is ridiculous. Only Barcelona have beaten them since 2004 at home.
Yeah,
there is a big gap there between 2004 and 2012. I think it was they didn't play in the Champions League, but still, since they returned to Europe's elite, if you like, they've only lost once at home in the Champions League, and that was to Barca.
Yeah, and I mean they've won 3 of 4 this season, and the only time they dropped points was against Real Madrid at home. The Real Madrid side, obviously, a completely different proposition to the one that they're going to face on Wednesday night in Manchester City. Yeah, I think Paris. Do you think Paris Saint-Germain win?
I think they win, yeah.
Yeah, I do as well.
I couldn't trust City at the moment either. Fair enough, they won 4-0 at the weekend, but before that, there was 3 or 4 real abject performances.
I think the announcement of Pep Guardiola coming into the club and Manuel Pellegrini leaving at the end of the season definitely had a detrimental effect on the side. Whether or not they've recovered from that now and will look to kick on in the Champions League, which is what the owners want, isn't it? They want Champions League success, remains to be seen. But yeah, I like PSG to win and both teams to score in the game.
Yeah. Onto the Europa League as well. We're just going to have a look at the game between Borussia Dortmund and Liverpool. Borussia Dortmund are 8-15. The draw 3-1. Liverpool are 11-2. A couple of enhanced odds markets here as well. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang to score in a Dortmund win is 7-4 from 13-10. And Daniel Sturridge to score in a Liverpool win is 19-2. Out to 14-1, or enhanced to 14-1, if you prefer. Obviously, there's Klopp returning to his former club, a club that is flying at the moment. Borussia Dortmund are one of the form teams in Europe. This is hard for Liverpool.
Oh, it's very tough for Liverpool, this game. And it does add a little bit of spice with Jurgen Klopp returning to his former club. And that's something that some of the Borussia Dortmund players have referenced in the lead-up to this match. It's your man, isn't it, here? I remember when we last did the podcast, European podcast, and we talked about Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, and you mentioned him. That headline offer stands out, doesn't it? The enhanced odds offer here, 7-4. You look at his two seasons when he was under Klopp, he got 41 goals in those two seasons. He's got 36 this season so far from only 41 appearances, Aubameyang. He's got so much pace, and you think that that's going to really trouble the Liverpool back line. Dejan Lovren has definitely improved under Jurgen Klopp. I think there's no doubt about that. And again, he was good against Spurs. I just worry about whoever partners him, basically, because they look a little bit short defensively. Mamadou Sakho, he's got quite a big reputation, but he makes wrong decisions. Mamadou Sakho, and you can't do that against this Borussia Dortmund side. And you look at Aubameyang's goal-scoring record in the Bundesliga this season, he's got 23. Everyone raves about Robert Lewandowski. He's only got one less than him, Aubameyang. So he's having an incredible season. So it might be two less than him, one or two less than him this season. So he's having an unbelievable season, Aubameyang. And I reckon Liverpool will go there and get beaten on Thursday night. I like the headline offer, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang to score and Borussia Dortmund to win, which is available at 7-4. I think that's a good bet. As far as Liverpool are concerned, Mark, mentioned the problems defensively, but if they've got their front three all fit and firing, Daniel Sturridge, Roberto Firmino and Philip Coutinho, they can cause problems. And a lot of people raving about Adam Lallana's performances in an England shirt recently as well. So they've got some quality going forward. I just struggle to think they can contain Borussia Dortmund defensively. I think it might be an entertaining game, this one. So I like Borussia Dortmund to win and over 2.5 goals in the game as well, which is available at 23-20 odds against.
Yeah, if you're looking for a pro-Liverpool bet, Coutinho, everything goes through him at the moment, doesn't it? He's 15-4 to score any time. That would be the one thing that I'd pick out for Liverpool. But I'm so tempted by that enhanced odds. Aubameyang to score in a Dortmund win at 7-4. He is superb. And he was the guy that undid Tottenham as well in the last round.
Yeah, he was. So, I think I like that. 7-4, that looks like... We've been through a lot of enhanced odds offers on this podcast, and that's one that really stands out.
Mm. Yeah, I really like him. I think he's a great player.
He can score,
from outside the box. He can score inside the box. He's in the right place. He's got
a lot of pace, has it? It's his pace that's going to trouble Liverpool on Thursday night, I think.
All right, Dave. Do you have a best bet for the midweek action?
Got to be Real Madrid, hasn't it? 4-6, I think Real Madrid, best bet.
Yeah. Mine's that last one.
I thought it might be.
Anyway, good work, Dave. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it this week.
Thank you, sir.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.